You would think that if you stick your hand in there fire enough times and it burn you, you'll stop putting your hand in there. You would think that if you stick your hand in a dog's mouth and it bites you, at some point you would stop doing that. Last but not least, you would think that if you continue to follow a system that has never done anything to benefit you, sooner or later you will stop fighting that system. At least that's how I feel. Could be wrong. We hoping for a reward.
Still.
Yet every 4 years, the slave battery inside our head is recharged. You glorifying street wars. Cause while grown folks are trying to be responsible, you trying to be hard. Envy higher than I've ever seen. That's why people with nothing go out their way to try to make you lose everything. They kill and disrupt your rhythm. Cause some people so trifling, they don't mind struggling long as someone's struggling with them. Violate with no consent. Remorse degree below 1/10. Minutes, days, weeks, and months spent trying to wrench your mind into the nonsense. Real life, you're not equipped to handle. So instead of switching panels, you be sitting on that couch flipping channels. But at what point do we recognize and stop thinking that our enemies are on our side? Things are not the way that they appear, how they seem. You can play the game and get played or run your own team. At what point do we recognize and stop thinking that our enemies are on our side? Things are not the way that they appear, how they seem. You can play the game and get played or run your own team. They say we need to stick together and support each other righteous. But when we open up a business, we complain about the prices. We be tripping on the service, quick to cancel black owned. The first time they make one mistake and get your order wrong, I'm like, damn, come on, why do we do each other like that? When others dog us out for years, you take your ass right back and spin, spin, spin. But with us, you have no heart to. And then you start a business and expect us to support you. We selfishly neglect any methods of group successes. G, we're yet to see how effective our steps could be collectively. Jealousy and laziness, that can't be any fun. Still singing, we shall overcome in 2021. But at what point do we recognize and stop thinking that our enemies are on our side? Things are not the way that they appear, how they seem. You can play the game and get played or run your own team. At what point do we recognize and stop thinking that our enemies are on our side?
It's big
things are not
baby.
The way that they appear, how they seem. You can play the game and get played or run your own team.
Well, this is systematic, so we gotta go to the roots with this. From the language to the crucifix, they plant the seeds to confuse us with what grew from this. We shall overcome, niggas threw a fist. Fight the power, niggas came up poor, yet we grew up rich. We grew the streets, but the schools wasn't accredited. We know what credit is when you get fronted from your relative. They taught us get a job, work the hardest, not be the smartest. Niggas was selling hard cause they never was gonna see Harvard. Do you see the matrix? Pausing your peoples for your selfish gain. Who held the blame? The one who sold the smoke or those that set the flame? At what point do we feel ashamed? Cause see, I just put a couple on the watch and I still feel the same.
At what point do we recognize and stop thinking that our enemies are on our side?